Lawler had one of the great lines of the night. Remember, Jerry Lawler taking over for Booker T. I don't know if you saw Monday Night Raw from last week.
Yet.
They had a battle royal for the number one contendership for the Miz's IC title.
Ooh.
So they had all these competitors in there, and one of the competitors was The Big Show. So The Big Show comes out. He shaved off his beard. You know, he's lost like 100 pounds, and he's bald-headed, but he's still just a huge, imposing man. Lawler says this about The Big Show. He says, if The Big Show asks you to pull his finger, don't.
He's got a point there. It would probably blast me to Houston.
Come here, blow my finger. I loved it. By the way,
what an interesting turn, though, on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You've been watching SmackDown Live with the promos with Jinder Mahal.
A little bit.
On Nakamura.
Sure.
Very controversial. Jinder Mahal did a promo in the ring with some racial stereotypes. I know that the crowd started chanting, "That's too far." And then this week on SmackDown Live, Jinder says, "Yeah, I might have taken it a little too far." That was his way of saying, you know, I was just doing what the writer said. And he kind of came back. He said he has respect for Nakamura. But then he went back to making fun of him with the pictures. You know, Nakamura, when he grimaces, frankly, that man is ugly. I mean, I am no beauty, but man, that man is ugly.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Hardy, injury.
Yeah, evidently during a match on Raw, something happened. I noticed while I was watching the match that he started holding his shoulder. He's going to have shoulder surgery. It looks like a rotator cuff and a torn labrum. So he's going to be out for quite a while.
But Mark Douglas, I remember sitting with him, and I was looking up WWE stuff. He's like, "You're a wrestling fan?" I'm like, "Crap, he's going to make fun of me." Yeah, I'm a wrestling man. What's your problem? Well, no, I love wrestling. You do? You really like? Yeah, man. Macho Man Randy Savage was my guy. Hulk Hogan, I hate it. I can't stand him. Me neither. So we're screaming at the top of our lungs. I remember when WWE came to Salt Lake, Adrian Leiser, great, awesome. He's the executive producer of the Utah Jazz at 1280 The Zone. I was mentioning it, and Adrian brought up a couple WCW wrestlers he likes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy cow. Adrian, man, you and I probably don't get along, but I really like you now because you like pro wrestling. Cool. I love when that kind of stuff happens.
Well, you know.
Has that ever happened to you?
Well, yeah. It actually happened to me this morning doing an interview with some people that are putting together a film and arts festival in Logan, Utah coming up this weekend. And I'm interviewing them about this festival, and I get one of the guys onto the microphone, and I ask him a very serious question. And then he just completely breaks down right in the middle of the interview. And listen, I took a clip of it. Listen to this from my radio show on Cool 103.9, and that was on Thursday morning, October the 5th. This happened at about 8:45 in the morning. Here's the clip. And it looks like Mason is going to want to talk about that. Mason, what are the panel discussions, and what are they going to be doing?
Yeah, well, first, can I pause the conversation about that and point out the fact that you have an Undertaker calendar on your wall? Did you ever watch the Mankind versus Undertaker cage match?
I am a wrestling geek.
Okay, so yeah. Obviously, yes. It's greatest match ever.
The greatest
ever.
Match ever.
Greatest hardcore match.
And by the way, this Sunday is the Hell in the Cell live pay-per-view.
Am I coming to your house for that?
Well, you are invited. So okay. Yeah. I do have the network.
I'll split it.
Yeah, he must be a wrestling fan. That's good news there.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
You know what? If I'm not mistaken, you gave me that calendar for Christmas last year.
So
my wife gave me that for Christmas, and I was like, I think I know someone who might like it better.
Oh,
so I gave
okay.
It
so you can't, but don't say that. Yep.
Merry Christmas to you, by the way,
oh,
Dave.
Ho, ho, ho.
And he was actually, we were talking afterwards, and he was saying, you know what? I can't talk to most people about wrestling. They kid me. And I said, well, just tell them. You know,
so
hey,
what? Sue me.
Yeah.
Are you a Justin Bieber fan? Yeah, well, then shut your mouth, because you shouldn't even be a Justin Bieber fan. Nation?
Yeah, Lisa.
I love Lisa.
She's on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page now. So.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, didn't even know that. I just started talking with her at the station. She comes into the studio to hand me something. And Lisa works in the front office, by the way. And she handed me something, and I had a some kind of wrestling thing on my desk. I can't remember what it was. And she goes, "You a wrestling fan?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And she goes, "I love wrestling." So all this time, I thought she was on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, and she wasn't until a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Lisa. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We've done all the touristy stuff, and we're actually looking for snacks to go back to the hotel room, you know, sit there and eat all night long. There have been rumors recently of illness in the WWE locker room, including Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, and Bray Wyatt's girlfriend, JoJo. Well, that evidently has spread to Roman Reigns. ESPN is reporting this afternoon that the TLC pay-per-view event will be having some massive changes, with the news that Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt will be unable to compete, and that Hall of Famer Kurt Angle will make his first in-ring appearance for the WWE in more than 11 years. SmackDown superstar AJ Styles will make a one-night-only appearance on Raw to take on Finn Balor, taking the place of Wyatt in that one-on-one match.
What in the world is going on with the pricing? Are they pricing themselves out of the market?
Oh, absolutely, but they don't care. Because, you know, instead of packing the arena and charging, you know, $50 a ticket, they'll semi-pack the arena and charge, you know, $100 a ticket, and they'll still get the amount of money, but they won't have the impact on the arena, and they won't have to put on as, you know, good as a show. They won't, well, let's just put this, they won't be held accountable as much if they don't put on a very good show. Shane O'Mac was in the news last week, $500,000 into a growery in California. No, sorry, not California, Colorado.
He's investing in the marijuana business, huh?
$500,000. But,
yeah, Chunky Larry's going to love that, by the way, you know. Chunky's not afraid to light one up every once in a while, you know.
That a boy. but Shane O'Mac's upset because he has not seen a return on his investment. So he is suing the growery for his $500,000 back.
No way.
He wants his green back because he ain't seeing no green.
You know, that's short-sighted on his part. Now, I don't smoke marijuana. I never have. Don't intend to smoke marijuana. But as life goes on, it's going to become more available in more and more states, medical marijuana, recreational use. But if he wants to have a return on his dollar, he needs to stay in on the ground floor, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Miz, who Intercontinental Championship versus Baron Corbin, United States Champion. Again, remember, no major championships are on the line because it's a multi-branded event. They'll be facing right. each other. Again, things were, you know, staying pretty steady in regards to intensity until Baron Corbin picked it up and called out The Miz and then called out his wife, which was maybe 10 steps over the notch, saying, stay at home and play dress up with your wife.
Now, he did this on his iPhone.
On his iPhone.
This was after the takeover type thing?
Yes, yeah. And so after that, about a week after Miz said he had been busy, he records his own little his promo. Now, if you haven't been watching Miz's promos, then you've been hiding underneath a rock for their whole entire life.
Great
and get
stuff.
Out of it. But he cuts a promo, and he talks about, hey, well, Corbin, by the way, that's the best promo you ever cut. I usually cut mine in front of a ring, or in front of a sold-out crowd, in a ring, on live TV. You're cutting yours on an iPhone. Second, I've made my IC championship relevant. While, by the way, the U.S. title, it's been working overtime to make you relevant. Then he decides to hold and get to the gist of it. Calls out Corbin again, says, hey, I'm going to beat you. But then at the end, we'll edit here. But he says, if you ever mention my pregnant wife's name again, I will knock your effing teeth down your throat.
But
and by the way, Corbin needs a win like this badly.
Yes, he does.
If you're wanting to give him a push, you want to give him a name for himself, he needs to beat The Miz in this Survivor Series.
Light.
Brock Lesnar, he's your Universal Championship on the Raw side. He'll take on Jinder Mahal, WWE Champion on the SmackDown side. Slobber knocker.
Yeah, because Lenny and Squeaky are, the guys, Flamil, Slamazel, Hossam Pfeffer Incorporated.
Flamil, Slamazel, Hossam Pfeffer Incorporated.
Will be involved. Now, that is, remember, 2 more weeks, and we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon. SmackDown tonight, Jinder Mahal is going to have a championship match. Looks like we have a new champion in SmackDown Live, as on SmackDown Live Tuesday night, November the 7th, AJ Styles beat Jinder Mahal. What's that going to do for Survivor Series? We'll have to find out.
Dave, happy birthday. Yes, a birthday special. Shout out, Mr. 48 years young.
Who's that?
Sean. Is it P. Diddy, by the way?
P. Oh, yeah. Sean Puffy P. Diddy. He's the owner of the Nets, isn't he?
Yeah, but who? That's just such a long
name. What is your name, mother?
I know. I really, it's like almost kind of like on a full X22Z out, 3 wide scat T-bone steak.
Yeah, he had his 48th birthday, and on
Sean
his 48th.
Puff Daddy P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. I don't think I want anybody to call me P.
Why not?
And don't talk about Diddy.
P. Denton. Can I call you P. Denton from now on? Can I?
No.
It just seems like it just rolls off the tongue so well.
No.
P. Denton.
P. Denton. No, he announced that he was going to change his name once again. He's been Sean Combs. He's been P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy Combs. And he wanted to change his name to Love. But he'd also answer to Brother Love.
It could come off as corny to some people. Like, yo, I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay? It's my birthday. I feel good, and I thank my mama and daddy. Mwah!
Dude Love.
Dude Love. That would be the next one. But wrestling fans like you and myself, and I had a lot of fun with this on my radio show,
I'm sure
by the
you
way.
Did.
Bruce Pritchard was the man who came up with Brother Love. Remember, he brought in The Undertaker originally? He was the man that brought in The Undertaker, and he would always get this kind of southern preacher, and he'd say, love you. And he actually tweeted out yesterday to Mr. P. Diddy, Sean Puffy, whatever his name is, Combs, that he was the originator of the Brother Love character, and he did it the best and defined his own gimmick. So, P. Diddy, Mr. P., please.
Brotherly love.
Brother love. I love you. I loved when Pritchard would come out. He had his white, almost ice cream coat. You know, it was like a vanilla coat. And then he'd have all kinds of makeup on, making him look like he'd had a spray tan on. It was a great character.
Well,
I don't love you, by the way. I'm very fond of one.
Matt Hardy in a tease. The broken Matt Hardy.
Yes.
I'm excited about this.
I think they're not going to call him the broken Matt Hardy. I think they're going to call him the woken.
I bet you the crowd goes with broken, though.
Yeah.
I bet you the crowd eats that up. By the way, that was on November 27th in, of course, Knoxville, Tennessee. I like it.
Yeah, I think,
like it.
Yeah, he lost to Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
And then he was sitting in the corner of the ring post sitting on his derriere. And all of a sudden he started going, delete, delete, delete. And the crowd started going crazy. So it's going to be because of the lawsuit, not the broken Matt Hardy, the woken Matt Hardy.
You know how the crowd will take it, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eat that up.
Yeah, they'll eat it up. Yeah. We've had Cody on Arrow. Remember, he's been twice on there. And this past week, I read that Goldberg is going to make an splash. I love that show. Goldberg, The Flash.
Garbage TV for garbage wrestlers. We love it.
And then John Cena is the voice of a new movie coming out, animated called Ferdinand the Bull. Be listening to the voice of Anthony Anderson and Katy Perry, the singer.
I love Katy Perry.
You would.
Oh, How would you would not?
What's that song we heard? That's my roar. I'm going to roar.
Okay, stop. Stop.
I'm roaring
put
now.
Put your freaking arms
I'm
down, you purple.
I'm roaring.
Purple. You're sick. You gross me out.
It's my roar. The WWE has been touring over in the Middle East, and an incredible experience happened for the women's division. Because when you're talking Muslim countries, they usually don't let women wrestle. Well, they did in Dubai. However, because of the Muslim restrictions, it was Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks in the match, but they had to wear head-to-toe covering. So they basically were in head-to-toe spandex when they did the match. It was a very touching experience for one Sasha Banks.
It feels so crazy because I haven't had this feeling, to be honest, in a while. And right before I went out, I just started crying because I just thought how huge this is and how much it's bigger than me. And it was insane. The moment that I walked out there, and the moment the announcer announced that this is going to be a women's match, like, you can hear the crowd care. And the moment I stood out there and I saw little girls, it made everything worth it. Incredible, man. I couldn't hold my emotions in that ring. I was about to cry right when I locked up and right at the end, too. So
I've talked many times about, we've mentioned many times, one of my favorite segments was in the latter part of the, you know, Attitude area / early part of the Ruthless Aggression area was the Battle of the Billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
And we know who that was with.
Who's also in the WWE Hall of Fame Celebrity Wing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, along with Pete Rose and Cyndi Lauper and, you know, So you look at what happened with that Battle of the Billionaires, and you're talking two men, whether you agree with them or not, that were built brilliant businessmen, saw the opportunity, and ran with it.
Yeah.
And how much publicity did both of them get for their individual businesses at the time?
Yeah.
From just free publicity. Because it was all over the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I thought that was a great, great, great story that back then.
Tell you what, I know who likes drugs. Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. Because they both look like they're on freaking drugs. And every kind.
They look like they have been, they've been in the pharmaceutical aisle.
Hardy and Wyatt had a little verbal spat in the ring, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And
we have that audio.
We do?
Yes, we do.
You have the audio?
I have the audio.
Thank goodness. Yeah,
because I are a professional.
Let's all get high with Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Junkie Larry saying, okay. Cool. Do that.
Oh, let's play the audio.
Okay.
Yeah. For millennia, my soul has wandered through space and time, but not all who wander are lost.
Matt Hardy is a fool.
A charade. I have laid dormant inside this vessel called Matthew Hardy. But now, thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken.
Last week was not Matt Hardy's breaking point.
Was mine.
I actually feel alive again. My heart is pumping, and there's a fire in me that is only growing stronger.
Bray Wyatt, you left me with no choice. I send it you to deletion.
Already have his whole Sister Abigail talk going on again.
What? I'm liking what they're doing so far.
The whole laughing thing, by the way. I mean, they just sat there and did it until they ran out of breath. It was stupid.
So what's your point?
I mean, like I said, they're on drugs. And the writers are probably on drugs with them, too.
They're going to go with this Woken character as long as they possibly can, because it's going to sell merchandise. And it's getting press.
Really exciting announcement from a sports standpoint. And when I say exciting, it's really, really... there's a pretty fine line between who hates it and who loves it.
Right.
Everybody remembers when the XFL made its appearance. Vic McMahon had brought it out, thought that the... he tore apart and shredded to pieces in a verbal press conference to open up the XFL. Just ripped apart the NFL in itself.
The No Fun League is what he called it.
And at the point in time, the NFL was doing really, really well.
Uh-huh.
Jerry, in fact, if you haven't watched a 30 for 30 documentary on the XFL,
it's good, isn't it?
You need to jump on that and watch it. It is phenomenal.
It is.
Just so everybody knows, the XFL was this out-of-control, ECW-style football game.
Yeah.
The players had names on the back of their jerseys. There was cameras flying all over the field.
The most famous name was He Hate Me.
Yes.
Rod Smart, who went on to play for San Diego.
But it was very, very, very much hated by a lot of people, including the NFL itself.
And Bob Costas.
Started off rated... Yeah. Bob Costas hates a lot of things.
Oh, he does, doesn't
he? It's just a big head on short shoulder. Now comes back, there's been word, and now it's picked up a lot of steam coming for the 2018 year. Brad Shepard, this is great work by you, by the way, Dave. Brad Shepard reported late last Friday night that WWE chairman Vince McMahon is considering reforming the XFL maybe as soon as January 25th, 2018. Darren Rovell on Twitter also said by the end of January, he thinks there will be an XFL announcement from Vince McMahon. Also statements from David from Deadspin, who I love, by the way. Deadspin's always really good source.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole Manti Te'o thing with his dead girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Deadspin caught that and rolled with
it. Oh, really?
It was awesome. It says that WWE clarified that it is not going back into the football business, but McMahon may well be doing that just on his own. A quote here, quote, Vince McMahon has established and is personally funding a separate entity from WWE, Alpha Entertainment, to explore investment opportunities across the sports and entertainment landscapes, including professional football. Mr. McMahon has nothing further to announce at this time, end quote.
So,
that's because he's waiting until January to announce it.
That, you know, I don't know what to think of it. I think spring football has a place to be played in this country. People that want to compare it to the NFL, they're going to be just vastly disappointed because the quarterback play is not going to be as good. The kicking game is not going to be as good. But you can find good athletes that can't make it or don't make it in the NFL. So I think if it's done right and let's just say if it's done right and Vince McMahon plays down the wrestling aspect of it, the tie-in, that I think it does have a chance. Not much of a chance, but I think it has a chance.
I remember when I watched the XFL's opening game.
I did too.
And
it was at Sam Boyd Stadium, the Las Vegas Outlaws and San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yep. And my mom was pissed that I was watching it. Mom, it's not even wrestling. It's football. What are you so mad about?
Oh, they had nice-looking cheerleaders, I'll tell you that.
February 3rd, 2001. Oh, man, those cheerleaders. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's the New Jersey Hitmen. That's the New York, New Jersey Hitmen, not San Francisco.
I hope it comes back just to rick people off again. And it's going to upset Goodell. Because you know what? I mean, you watched the last Sunday's games. When I say last Sunday, you had the New England-Pittsburgh game where a guy caught a pass, reached for the end zone, and they said it wasn't a catch because he reached for the end zone.
Rip off.
Go Pats. You had Derek Carr for the Raiders to reach for the end zone, lost the ball, bounced out of bounds, and they said it was a Cowboy. There's just, and you know, we crossed the goal line. It was just so much going on that people hate the NFL. They're kind of sick of the whole rules and what's the catch, what's not a catch. You know what? In the XFL, if it's not a catch and they think it's a catch, ring, will deck the referee. That will solve all their problems.
It will solve all the problems.